there is exactly one thing, one underlying root cause that is underneath all tension, all conflict, all misunderstandings from love to business and beyond in your interactions with all other humans that is underlying all of these. So to understand this one root cause can positively transform the way you approach conflict, tension, misunderstandings, whether it is with your loved one, with your partner, with a friend, or in a simple business email conversation. I will say it varies the degree to which you talk about it, the degree to which you actually, you know, try to resolve it, because sometimes our interactions are not necessarily meant to be that deep and that emotional. Sometimes it's rather strategical and purposefully kept on a superficial level, right? But for you to understand what is causing a conflict or tension or uprising undesired emotions in you, it is the most empowering and useful inner tool of self-reflection, introspection, guidance, and how to navigate these difficult moments. So I want to share with you what I was just musing about in my weekly newsletter that I try to send out now every Monday with inspirations, heartfelt inspirations for you to improve your relationships, but also to give you a little glimpse into my life and how I put the tools, the conscious relating tools, into practice in all areas of life. So here is a very practical example, and it's still a little bit on behind the scenes of TEDx. So I feel like it's such a moment that indicates, you know, our skills of the future training and why we are investing into relationship skills, because relationships have increased in complexity in the sense of, like, we are interacting with more people than ever, faster than ever. Let's say, you know, just 60, 70 years ago, we would primarily talk to our neighbors, our family, our neighbors. That was, so to say, the radius from which we would get inspiration, from which we would talk and interact. But nowadays, our businesses scale to reach people from around the globe. We receive emails every day. It is so fast. We are replying and reacting so fast that to understand the mechanisms at play is a game changer for inner freedom, liberation, less stress, more connection. So last Friday, I received an email from the organizers of my TEDx event. And the email said, "Hey Marcella, sorry to reach out, we need you in an urgent matter," right? There was like time sensitivity to it. "Your talk has been reviewed and it was flagged." So no further information on why it was flagged or what was flagged. But here is a form for you to fill out, requesting further information on your background and the quotes or referrals that you use in your, references that you use in your talk. And it was one of these moments that I feel is becoming more and more often a normality almost, where someone says, "It's not accepted, please justify, please provide something," and I don't even know what is really the problem, and I cannot really ask questions about what is it about. But I know for sure in that very moment I have to fill out this form and probably there's a misunderstanding. But first of all, you know, what I heard in that moment was, you need to justify, you need to explain yourself, you need to prove yourself worthy. I heard that I was somewhat not met on eye level. I need to comply. I need to do what is wanted, or else, you know, my talk is just not going to be published. And that was, you know, the story that I created in my mind. And it's a very personal story based on previous experiences in my life where I had similar situations, and, you know, this is kind of like, this is the part where it becomes very different to each of us. Like, you might receive such an email and it might just, you know, easy flow by and you're just like, whatever, yeah, I fill it out. Or you might just be like, no, I won't do it, then, you know, I just give up. Like, there is a range of different approaches how to go about that. But I feel it makes visible very well of like what happens to email communications. It's a simple request, probably aiming to be, you know, to the point, not overwhelming me with information. But I'm the kind of person, I love information. I love understanding the why, the how, you know, like that enables me to have a conversation. So here I felt like I'm not met on eye level. I'm not in my power. I have to do this to comply. And it triggered something in me. So as I was listening to my inner stories and the drama that was already unfolding inside myself, you know, this was within 2 minutes, I could feel, I could notice a feeling arise inside myself, which was anger, first of all, and a mixed with sadness based on previous experiences where, you know, I've had this moment of, it's a misunderstanding and I feel like I have to justify, which is not improving a relationship dynamic, right? Like I want to meet you on eye level. I want to help you do the job that you want to do. I want to understand the misunderstanding and I want to do it from a place of eye level where we talk to one another. So that is where I feel we are connecting. And here I felt I cannot connect. So that makes me sad because I'm such a relationship person, such a being for, you know, connecting, better understanding on all levels. Like that's my kink. But so in that moment, I know, well, it's an organization dealing with potentially too many people to, you know, meet everyone on their individual need and with their individual needs. So they have a standardized process and it is just what it is. And if you know, like there's one thing about emotions. Emotions typically last for 5 to 7 minutes in our body. If we are able to fully allow them, feel them, recognize them, and somewhat, you know, do our own nervous system harmonization in a form of, you know, safe release of the emotions, recognition of the emotion. So in that moment, so to say, a benefit of email and digital is that I am sitting here in front of my computer and, you know, nobody is around me. Nobody sees my instant response. I'm not that fast of typing the, like, let's say I have no intention of writing within these 5 minutes. No, like I know, okay, this is the information that I received, my responses, I can see it, I can witness it. Now let's just be with that emotion for a moment. So I took five minutes to breathe consciously, to feel my nervous system, to understand the story that's underneath this. So I did, you know, what I learned in conscious relating, what I learned over the past years to do more and more in such moments. And yeah, let me tell you, even there, like my inner critic, it has become a friend who speaks up here and there. And like while I'm regulating, while I'm doing that, while I'm calming down, that is the moment when my inner critic comes in. And I want to call this voice almost like an inner gaslighter, because if you know gaslighting, you know, it's the denial or like the ignorance to something. So in that moment, like this inner voice tells me, you know, other people would not even care about this thing. Other people would just fill the form out and be done with it. Like almost telling me as if my feeling, my stories are not worthy because other people don't do it. And it's an interesting, you know, challenge inside myself, but it's also a form of gaslighting to myself. So that is something that happens. And I catch that voice that will tell me that, because your feelings, your thoughts, they are worthy, even though 99% of other people react differently. We each and all of us react differently to every situation. It's based on our relationship, our own unique relationship blueprint. So once you recognize that, you can stop comparing yourself to others, but you can use others for inspiration, obviously. Like I can ask myself, well, okay, you know, other people might respond differently. Let me see whom I would actually take as an inspiration, who would think would take this situation with Grace, with health, and I can see if that somewhat meets my needs in that moment. And so as I was breathing, harmonizing, listening to this, here's the one thing that I always ask myself in that moment. What is the underlying root cause to all the drama, the stories that I create, and to the feeling, those moments? What is the underlying root cause? And it's typically one of the following. So it's either a feeling of, I don't feel seen, I don't feel valued, I don't feel heard, I don't feel accepted. Like any sensation in that area where you as a human are denied your being, so to say, are not recognized your being, and that is typically the root cause to all conflict, misunderstanding. And also if you see another person respond to you with a sharp reaction, you can ask yourself, hey, to what extent did I do my job of making the other person feel heard and seen and valued in their perspective, in their reality? And what can I do so that both of us feel understood and somewhat with the different perspectives or intentions included? How can we create a shared experience where we are both equal in this situation with our reality, and then we can see how to solve it? Now, in this situation, so I had gotten to the root cause. I don't feel seen and understood. And at the same time, I don't even feel like I have the power to make myself seen and understood with that, right? Because that is a disadvantage of A, the digital setup, and B, when interacting with a large organization that is not focused, so to say, on my individual situation there. So this is the part where it's really required that I do my own homework. So I see this, I understand this, and I ask myself, well, you know, what is probably the high intention of the other party to do this? And I see, well, you know, they are trying the best they can to, you know, offer all of us these stages. And also they make sure to keep quality standards high. They make sure that they review the videos and probably, you know, one word or one sentence, you know, ticked an algorithm or an AI off to say, look, we need to do more of a background check. So I get the opportunity to actually introduce myself to the TEDx organization and say, look, I am a qualified master student with a background in coaching for almost 8 years now, certified training. I have done lots of additional trainings. These are the references that I used, the books that I worked with that, you know, influenced my sharings and my sayings. And now, you know, I got to submit all that. It actually was an opportunity for me to reread one of my favorite authors when it comes to communication and connecting, which is Schulz von Thun. And I got to reread some of his books as, you know, as I was looking for, you know, where am I quoting from? I thought, I haven't looked into these books in probably 4 years, because I was traveling so much and they were stored away. So yesterday I just sit down in the sun with a tea and reread some of those books and felt really grounded and connected to the content. It was really, you know, if you get to the point of like honoring what is, like, yes, I was very emotional about that. Yes, it brought me, you know, to reconnect with this author, with his books. Then you get closer to this inner peace of thinking, what if it's all unfolding just the way it's supposed to? And what if it's worth remembering us, inspiring us that the world is turning faster, but it doesn't mean that we need to react and respond to these things with more drama or even faster? Like, what are the things that our generation, that all of us living in the here and now, are meant to take out of this? And I think it's worth learning your own relationship blueprint, understanding the trauma response, the stories that are underlying the drama that you might create, and learning how to not deny yourself, but actually embrace these parts of you. So what you heard in the story is a little bit of a process for how to navigate conflict, right? with yourself or with your partner or in a team of managers, of leaders, you can sort of structure all conflicts in your mind or on a sheet of paper and write down, you know, what is on a factual level, what is happening. So for me, you know, it's the email with the information, your talk was flagged, fill out the form. That's fact. Everybody can see that. Everybody can see and agree this is a fact. But now, then you write down or sort for yourself, like, what is, what story am I telling me around this? And this can be, you know, you say, they mean well, this and that, or it could be, they are so annoying, this and that. For me, it wasn't, you know, what did I say? For me, in that case, I felt like I need to justify myself. And like, that was the story that I told myself, like, I'm in this power play dynamic. I become aware of that story and I tell myself, like, what is the story I'm telling myself? What is the story I make it mean? And it's not that anybody else can see this story as a fact. They might find compassion to say, yeah, I can see how you can make that story up. But on a factual level, that is not what is being written or what is being conveyed. And then your third step, you explore the emotions that come up as you are telling the story. And then you can ask yourself, you know, when was the first time that I ever felt that emotion? Is this, you know, probably why these stories come up, or why am I why here and now I'm responding so strong? And this is a moment when you now decide, do I lean into the drama and argument, fight against, blame, shame, all the things? Or do I opt for a different solution, a more graceful solution where, you know, I lean into how can I get more clarity and more connection in that situation? And so to say, is it worth it, especially if it's with an entity in that moment? So this is where you react. It's a four-step process. You analyze the fact, you become aware of the story, you become aware of the emotion, potentially their root cause, and then you decide what's your reaction. For this, you should always allow yourself at least 7 minutes, right? Like with nervous system regulation or harmonization, breathing, just letting it sink for a moment. If you are in a conversation with that person, maybe stepping outside for a moment and saying, look, let me just sit with that. And then ask yourself, like, if I understand the emotions, where they are coming from, is it a form of, I don't feel seen, I don't feel heard, I don't feel understood, or I don't feel accepted? And depending on the connection that you have with the other person or the group, it's an invitation maybe to share that and say, look, I don't feel seen here. What can we do so that we create more eye level here? Like, I want to understand you better, and I would love for you to understand my perspective better so that I feel seen, and then we can see how to go about this. So this is how you can navigate all conflict situations, difficult situations, in one form or another. It might sound easy, but it's not necessarily simple, because in our day-to-day, very often we lack time, space, or breaks. And you are now one step ahead in the sense of, like, you are more aware of that. And the more we become aware of it, the more conscious we can be in these situations and moments to actually give it a change and shift the energy. Take out the drama, lean into the connection. It's one of the many skills that I teach and we practice a lot in the coaching programs, one-on-one or one-on-two, or in the Heart Space community. Because as I just gave you a simple example from, you know, my past days, this happens, you know, like every day we have one form or another of this, and it can accumulate over time. The unspoken emotions, the unrecognized stories, it's a very powerful tool once you become aware of your patterns, your relationship blueprint, and then it's like a muscle that you train, and it will lead to a sustainable, long-lasting, deeper connect in your relationships, in all your relationships. So if you want to find out more, go to my website, modern-couples.com, to find all our coaching programs and offerings. And I hope this serves you well. Please share how this landed for you, how it resonated. And very soon my TEDx talk should be online. When it's there, do me the favor, watch it, share it. Share it with those that would enjoy it or might need it. It's an idea worth spreading and sharing, and I hope it reaches many. Thank you very much.